Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas, all you Americans out there, and happy holy days. Isn't it great to be an American? We have great leaders like President Trump. Somebody just called me up there, totally outraged, that they were watching Fox News. Sometimes I call them Fix News. And they had on Lindsey Graham. I call him Lindsey Graham Cracker. And he was destroying Trump. And this guy called up Fox to complain that they allowed Lindsey Graham to do that. And it's really sad because Lindsey Graham is a zero. If this was World War II, he'd be a Japanese plane. He's a zero. He's unbelievable. A zero. A whole zero. A circle that never ends. Unbelievable. I told my friend, I says, don't feel bad. There's a gal out in Arizona running for McCain's seat. Her name is Kelly Ward. And if she gets McCain's seat, Lindsey Graham Cracker is going to have nowhere to put his nose. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So all the enemies of El Trumpo, Fox trots them out. They're pulling a Megan Behar Kelly on El Trumpo while pretending to like him. But it's really sad. And it got so pathetic the other night. Bill O'Reilly was consumed with destroying Trump, and he lost his edge. He lost his cool. And he was ranting and raving after Trump left. And he was talking to Stuart Varney, great American, he's a recent American. He's a convert to Yankee Doodleism. And Lou Dobbs, another good guy, all-American good guy, and O'Reilly was ranting and raving, and they decided they were going to do an intervention, and that's how bad it got. Really sad. So, my topic tonight is one more Muslim attack in the USA, Trump goes to 75%. Let me tell you, folks, I'm not over Benghazi. I'm not even over 9-1-1. I'm not over the fall of the Clinton Towers. The Clintons should have taken out bin Laden, and they didn't do it. They kicked the can down the road, and Georgie Porgy got caught holding the bag and the bad news. So I'm not even over 9-1-1, and as far as I'm concerned, we haven't avenged 9-1-1 yet. Because there's a country that's been getting away and getting off the hook, and they own a lot of politicians. But one day, the truth shall come out, and there will be hell to pay. And Hillary is going to write her memoirs from prison. But going back to the abandonment, I got to tell you, this is true. This is fact. This is historical fact. You can take this to the bank. Democrats get you into war, and they leave you to die on the battlefield, promising never to run again. How would you like to be a Vietnam vet who volunteered or was drafted to go to the jungles of Vietnam and to risk your life and try and survive a war where back home in New York, San Francisco, and in Chicago, your fellow Americans, they're really not, they're communists, were stabbing you in the back while you were trying not to be stabbed in the front by the VC? How would you feel if you seen Jane Fonda sitting on an artillery piece that shot John McCain out of the sky? How would you feel? Actually, it was a SAM missile that took out McCain. How would you feel knowing that Russians were setting up SAM sites and Chinese were unloading arms and munitions in Haiphong Harbor, and the Democrats said, we can't attack them because we don't want to start World War III. Better to lose 50,000 Americans serving in the military that these other guys wouldn't serve. You know there's only two people with military records in the Congress? Did you know that? That should be a prerequisite. So, Democrats get you into war, they leave you to die in the battlefield, and they promise never to run again. I heard somebody comment that LBJ, somebody said he was starting to lose his mind. How true that is, it's all speculation. But he was also heard to say, I'm completely surrounded by communists. If that's true, man, what does that tell you? That is sad. So that's why when LBJ said, I'm not going to run again, that's when I used that phrase to tell you Democrats get you into war, they leave you to die on the battlefield, and they promise never to run again. And then they turned to Nixon and said, please get us off the hook. And as soon as Nixon got elected, they blamed the whole war on him. They blamed the entire Vietnam War on him. Harry Truman sent the first troops. JFK and the CIA took out, what was his name? Nguyen, whatever his name was. And Madam Nu, who was the president's husband, who the CIA killed, allegedly, was at JFK's funeral, and she said to Jackie Kennedy, now you know how it feels to have a murdered husband. You know, life is tough, man. You don't need to make it tougher. But we got 50,000 GIs on a wall in Washington, D.C. And if we weren't going to win that war, we never should have went. And I believe Not one American should go anywhere to fight any battle without an act of war by the Congress. No act of war, no go. So one more Muslim attack in the USA and Trump goes to 75%. Hillary and Stalin forever. I have a picture of Stalin, and he's voting in the election where he's the only candidate. And this Stalin saying that is well known, his saying is, doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes. And that's why I want to make sure Trump wins by a landslide. And I got to tell you, OAN, One American News, every time Trump speaks, they cover it from start to finish. I'm watching OAN, uninterrupted. Trump is speaking. Everybody loves him. I turn to Fox, and they're talking Mickey Mouse stuff. They're not even covering Trump in Iowa. And Trump told the people in Iowa, we need to win Iowa, the Iowa caucuses. If we win the Iowa caucuses, he said, we run the table. And they loved hearing that. And he says, and I promise you one thing, they're trying to move you back to a lesser position at a later date. If I'm president, you stay just where you are. So Trump is, he's out there. He does what the people want to hear. And I'll share this with you. Jimmy from Brooklyn told me there's three stages of communism, which we're under. And here's what they are. Politicize, radicalize, and militarize. Stalin said, politicize, radicalize, and mobilize. So, just so you know, we are in a communist world, and the guy's going to make a gun grab. So it'll make it easier for the Muslims to kill us. Oh, I'm not talking about the good Muslims. I know there are good Muslims. I know this one guy. So Stalin won by a landslide because there's no competition in communism. And Hillary is leading in the polls just like Stalin. Once again, no competition. If the Republican Party had all white people running for the presidency, the racist label would be everywhere. We have 15 candidates from a broad spectrum of America. The party of death has three ghosts. What an insult to people of color who vote Democratic. No consideration for anybody else. You heard about the silent majority. Well, now it is the silenced majority in the Democrat Party. What happened to all-inclusive, comrade? There is a silenced majority in the Party de la Muerte, and at election time, they will be shouting, it's Hillary all the way, but not today. I am pulling the lever of freedom for El Trumpo, or my man Trump. Watch and learn, rhinos. More tea, anybody? Bartender, champagne. I have a coupon.
Rather ask me, can you moan and groan? A girl like you, I can never bring home.
Mosques can be killing grounds. Did you know that? When our boys first went into Iraq, they were taking fire from mosques. And they were ordered not to fire back because it was a sacred place. Our snipers were up in the minarets and they were taking pot shots at our boys. And our boys were told, don't shoot back. And that's when you know that you're already fighting a war with one hand tied behind your back. Now, that's a mosque in Iraq in a war zone. Of course, the Russians won't worry about that. They will just level it to the ground. And they'll be right to do it. But there was a mosque in New York 40 years ago. The imam was Louis Farrakhan. And one day, police precinct got a phone call and somebody said, this is Detective Tom Brady and there is a 1013 taking place at such and such an address. But they never said it was a mosque. It turns out that Tom Brady worked in that precinct, but he never made the phone call. So two cops doing their duty rushed there believing that one of their buddies were down, and they're supposed to be on the second floor of the mosque. And usually these mosques are heavily guarded by Louis Farrakhan's thugs. You just can't get in. But there was nobody at the door when the two cops arrived. When the two cops got up to the second floor, the doors of the mosque were locked. And the two cops were overpowered. And I don't know the whole story, whether somebody got the gun off of Officer Cardillo, but they got Officer Cardillo took a lot of rounds, and there was a cop with him who survived. When the other cops got there, and they fought their way into the place physically, and they were fighting the guys that were up on the second floor. More Muslims came in behind them, And finally, the head of the police task force was confronted by Charlie Rangel, who should be doing time in jail for embezzling. But he's a Democrat, a hero. And Charlie Rangel told this head of the police task force, there are more people outside and they're getting ready to come in. You better pull out of here. So apparently they pulled out. And all of the evidence of what took place was covered up. There were Muslims who had blood on their shirts. All of that should have been DNA tested. All the evidence disappeared. And that was 40 years ago, and that was violence in a mosque in Harlem. So, and now I just quickly read that the French have closed three mosques, and they seized like 300 weapons. So, mosques are ammunition dumps. I used to joke when things were normal that all they have to do is put the fuel tanks on the minaret and they're ready to launch. But unfortunately, if those two people had gotten away with what they did and not been stopped, they were getting ready to do other deeds, other dirty deeds. And I believe that whatever was planned was not to be executed yet. But I think that that guy that worked with those people and was at that Christmas party had it in for a Jewish guy who he had argued with, and he might have flipped. He might have flipped out and said, I'm killing him now. And that's what started it all. And he went there to see if that Jewish guy was there. But that's just one man's opinion. So, what are we going to do? Trump says don't let anybody in. He's right. And when people in Iowa say don't let anybody in, you know, the people are concerned all over the country. So, having said that, I thought I'd give you some other news before another tune. Oh, I love this song. I'll give you this tune. The name of this tune is Back Home in Indiana. It's World War II tune.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new moon sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the war path, I dream about my Indiana home. Fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
Yes, I love that American accent. Don't you? It sure beats when the moonlight is on the Wabash. Yeah, I don't know what language you're going to be speaking, Arabic, Russian, Chinese, but they're trying to do away with ye olde English. And you know who's doing it? Americans, not foreigners, not Muslims, traitors. Traitors, they're the worst ones. So, having said that, what was I going to tell you about? Oh, yes. I was looking up I wanted to refresh my memory on who Obama betrayed in his big trade when he promised the Iranians not only would he give them nukes, but he would give them the five Taliban that they asked for. You know, the five Taliban in exchange for Bo Birdcall, the deserter who hates this country. That's what he has in common. That's why Obama showed him mercy, because he hates this country too. Bo Birdcall was traded for two province governors, one CIA director of the Taliban, you know, like their CIA, one explosives expert, and I think one province chief. And that's who Obama gave to the Iranians so that they could give them back to the Taliban. Now, you knew that, right? You knew that there was five for one. And here Obama just gave a nuke deal to the Iranians, and he didn't get four for nothing. He couldn't get four, but he gave five. But here's the thing you don't know, and I just learned it tonight, and I'm going to share it with you. And you can Google it and check me out. I think it was December 2014, when this deal, after this deal was done, a lieutenant colonel who negotiated the deal was on O'Reilly. So you can check it out that way. You got the O'Reilly, the trade, Obama's big trade. But nobody knows Obama also threw in $5 billion. Did you know that? I didn't know it. And one of my friends who is big on what's going on, tries not to miss anything, he challenged my authenticity of information. But the guy was a lieutenant colonel. He was on the O'Reilly factor, and he told Bill O'Reilly in the deal was also $5 billion. But we never heard that. I didn't hear it. I call that communist Alzheimer's. So check that out, and I'm going to recheck it because my friend doubts my veracity. So having said that, with the Christmas holidays coming and guys in service uniforms coming home to their loved ones, the ones that are still alive, and Trump mentioned that Obama has announced he's sending 50 men to Iraq. He goes, why would he tell them that? He just put targets on all their backs. Obama is a dangerous man. He could get us all killed. So, this is my tribute to the troops coming home. And, you know, every time somebody talks to somebody in the service, you know, these TV hosts, and the guy goes, yeah, I was in Afghanistan, or I was in Iraq, or I'm in the military, they always thank them. Thank you for your service. I wonder how many really mean it. But you know what? Nobody ever thanks the mailman. Nobody ever thanks the nurses in this country. Nobody ever thanks the police. And nobody ever thanks the clergy. Thank you for your service, all you good people. And welcome back to the USA.
To the U.S.
Great Chuck Berry, the founder of rock and roll, who was covered by Pat Boone. Yeah. And the only song appropriate for Pat Boone was Tutti Frutti. It's terrible, man. Some of our greatest singers all got ripped off. But anyway, I'm going to give you some Tea Party headlines. First one I'm going to read to you is called "Enraged Left Calls for the Assassination of Donald Trump." And I'm going to give you some comments. Let me just give you the highlights of the assassination call. Kill Trump. Engaged left. Enraged left. They got pictures. They got... Americans are funny, man. You got a great sense of humor. Yeah, okay, let's see what it says. They got a big American map, and it says, "Vote Donald Trump for president." Critics demand death for GOP frontrunner after the Muslim remarks. And let's see what some of the comments are. Guy's got a picture of a little kid making a fist. And it says, "Oh, hell yeah." David, you're right. This is U.S. land of freedom, not land of animals and maniacs. Hey, guy's got a can of WD-40, but it's that WD-40 colors, and it's called troll spray, designed to remove unwanted trolls from message boards. "What's the matter?" Malcolm says, "What's the matter? These dumbasses hiding behind their computers calling for the murder of Donald Trump. Chicken poo-poo to pull the trigger themselves. They're calling for someone to do it for them. I guess this makes them brave Americans or dumb murderers full of pig poo-poo. Sorry for such bad language, but these kind of people make me mad that I serve this country so idiots like this have the right to say such crap like this. Are these people true Americans? Not at all, buddy. Not at all. They're the ones that..." I can't tell you the next picture. Well, I can tell you it says it's payback time. I can't describe the picture. Yes, you're 100% right. It's because Trump is not Muslim, black, or gay. So no investigation from her DOJ. Unbelievable. Let us read some more headlines. Come on. Come to Papa. Let's see what else we got. The Saudis don't like Trump. The Saudis don't like Trump. They want him out of the race. And they, let's see, the one who had the comment wasn't a good comment. Oh, okay. I'll find another one. The Saudis don't like Trump. Okay, here's a guy that's got some information. The Saudis want Trump out of the race. And this guy, George, says, "The roots and spread of violent Sunni jihad leads back to Saudi Arabia and its Wahhabi-centered clerical establishment. The Saudi kingdom's inseparability from the Wahhabi form of Sunni Islam, first espoused in 1744. Guess when Saudi Arabia banned slavery? Go ahead, take a guess. What year? How about 1992? And they're lying. It was a girl on... Hannity tonight. She was a doctor in Saudi Arabia. She looks like she's of Indian descent. As, you know, she has that nice mocha colored skin. And she was talking about the things you can't do in Saudi Arabia. But she said, as a doctor, she was treated with respect. And I recall being on a plane coming back from Saudi with Americans who were going back to the States for vacation. And I heard a nurse say that once she was slapped in the face by the relative of a patient. How's that? The money is good, but the price is heavy. Wahhabism was espoused in 1744, and let me tell you, there are no American experts on Islam. There are none. There are absolutely none. Because nobody knows how a Muslim thinks. And the fundamental creed of Saudi Arabia since its modern founding in 1932... I'll tell you another story. Do you know why there's no alcohol in Saudi Arabia? Why do you think? You think it's because Islam forbids alcohol? Not true. When Aramco was first founded in Saudi Arabia and the Saudis were just coming into oil, the British American Petroleum Company, they used to party all night long. There was plenty of alcohol. And one night a Saudi prince got drunk and he killed a Brit or an American with a pistol. And after that, he was beheaded and the kingdom banned alcohol. But the Saudis have their own moonshine. It's called Siddiqui. And they do it. They basically make alcohol. And you can go to Bahrain from Saudi Arabia by bridge. And you can go to the Sheraton in Bahrain and walk into the bar. And there'll be Saudis sitting in there smoking, watching soccer matches, drinking a beer, wearing their dish dashes. It's really weird. But anyway, so let's see. In 1932 has ensured that fundamentalism shapes domestic and foreign policies. Saudi Arabia is not only the only source of resources for jihadism. Public and private entities in Kuwait, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and more recently Turkey have also been linked to collection and transfer of funds supporting terror groups. But the Saudis have been the most persistent source of support for global jihad by spreading Wahhabism abroad to radicalize foreign Muslims, then giving financial support to their violent struggles in countries as far-flung as Afghanistan, Syria, and Libya. Prince Al-Walid can go pound sand. It's time to invoke an immigration freeze on Saudis, too. I agree. Anybody that's at war with us, any country that's at war with us, any country or its religion that's at war with us, has to be denied entry into the United States. This guy wants it for 10 years. And that reinforces his support for Donald Trump. One more murder in this country. Oh, that's what I started to tell you. Ambassador Stevens was running guns, but more dangerous than guns, it's alleged he ran 20,000 Stinger missiles into Libya to overthrow Muammar Gaddafi. If it's true that 20,000 Stinger missiles are lost in Libya, all the jihadists need to do is get 50 of them into the United States and then pick 50 airports and shoot down 50 planes. And they don't even have to shoot the planes out of the sky. They can shoot them on the tarmac. We're in trouble. If they go to 50 malls and kill women and children, what do you think we're going to do? We're going to listen to Obama tell us it's a handful of radical Islamists? No way. Okay, so having said that, let's go back and check the news. Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham said Trump is leading because 50% of GOP voters think Obama is Kenyan Muslim. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, this guy is no Francis Marion, the swamp fox. I believe Francis Marion was the role model that Mel Gibson used for his movie, The Patriot. Yep. Right down there in South Carolina in the swamps, they fought the British. And I saw a picture of Francis Marion, and this really cracked me up. Because all day long I listened to the, we got to divide, you know, the blacks. We got to separate the blacks from the whites, you know, so that the blacks can kill the whites, you know. And communism will win out in the end. But I saw a picture of Francis Marion on horseback, and he was with another dragoon and a black servant, all on horseback, and they were confronting two British officers. This is in a painting. It must be down in probably the South Carolina Capitol building. And the black servant had a pistol, and he was killing the Englishman. It's a beautiful picture. I love it. Yep, that's the beginning of America, man. Whether you came in planes, trains, or in chains, we're now all American. And those who divide us will destroy us. And we'll all be slaves again. Yes, until they decide to execute us. And if you want to read about the slave trade of Arabia, you got to Google that one day, and you'll really be sick. At least 40% or more, but this guy says 68% would support Donald Trump as an independent. I got to tell you, I'm convinced there's only one party in America. It's the Democrat Party. And the rhinos are Democrats in waiting, like ladies in waiting. When the Democrats vote, they vote lockstep. If somebody says tomorrow we're going to execute 2 million children, 1 year old, and when Democrats put it up as part of their party platform, they all vote for it. They all, to the man they vote, or to the woman, or to the elf. But if you have something that benefits the American people, the Republicans will not stand together. So I say there's only one party. And when Trump says, I promise not to start a third party, he's not telling you. He could start a second party because there's only one party. And a lot of people like Trump. They like what he says. They also know they're going to get taken care of. And if you're worried about him not keeping his promises, look what you've been living with for 8 years. A guy that hates you. He hates you because you're an American. He went all over Europe to apologize for being an American. He told Putin, listen, as I get the second term, when I get my second term, I can be more cooperative. Yeah, this is red line, man. We're in trouble. And I just pray that God slows him down. So what else is in the news? I said that. Lindsey Graham is no good. Here's one that's going to shake you up. Russian military told to boost strategic nuclear forces amid rising tensions with the United States. Our great Muslim president will lead us into war intentionally before we have a chance to vote for Trump, because that is the way he can stay in for a third term. No nation ever removes a president during war, especially a revolution. After all, what other reason would there be for his own army and all that military equipment and ammo that he has stashed away? We're wide open, face down, pants down, folks. It's going to be the greatest shock. I feel sorry for it. I feel sorry for my grandchildren. I feel sorry for my children. Because the ones that know, they feel helpless. They feel it's too little, too late. Here's a guy named Frank Music. He does cartoons. He has some great cartoons. Donald Trump's direct threat to the Republicans who shunned him over Muslim ban. If you're not nice to me, I will run as an independent. Yeah, he doesn't have to. He can just run. He can just say, I'm starting a second party because all these rhinos are Democrats. That's all he's got to say. Let's see what this guy, he's got a cartoon. The cartoon shows Obama spilling a glass of wine in a toast. Don't worry, guys. I'm sure you'll figure out a way to get rid of Trump. And it's all elephants sitting around the table. And one guy's looking at his iPod and it says, Trump will win the GOP race. Yeah. Unbelievable. I'll go back for a tune. We'll do a little Gypsy Kings.
Amor llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo de la sabana, porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Perdón de Dios, tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino. El destino te ha desamparado, lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo. No te encuentro alabando, eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día no cuento si de nada, lo mismo ya callé, lo pienso en ti. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Thank you.
Love that sound. Beautiful. Gypsy Kings. Okay. I had a thought. They say Obama's getting ready to seize guns. And my thought is, if he really goes after the Second Amendment and tries to destroy it, a lot of people are going to want to turn their guns in personally in Washington. Yeah. We're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. And a girl named Marianne says, while we fight over Trump, France closes 3 mosques, finds hundreds of weapons. What the hell is our government waiting for? Obama is pushing for gun confiscation and downplaying the attacks, and you ask, what the hell is our government waiting for? Too many people just do not get it. Obama is a Muslim terrorist sympathizer and orders the FBI to downplay the San Bernardino attacks to make the murders of Americans seem less severe than it is. Workplace violence, man. They have all the buzzwords. The communists have all the buzzwords. The wrong is Obama. The wrong is our government cares more about money and power than legal American lives. I watch Trump. When Trump is on, I watch him. I love it. He's the only guy working. Every day he's in another state. And tonight he was in Iowa. And he said something. If he wins the Iowa caucuses, he'll run the table. And he won't have to get involved with all these committees and everything. And that would be good, because he doesn't like to get into promising favors for other favors. He wants to be the first clean-cut president with no strings attached, and that's a nice thing. And we should, I tell you, man, if he does half of what he says, the country's going to do good. And he is a hustler, you know. He has no hangovers. Huh? He has no cigarette cough, you know. And what's the other thing? It was 3 things. Drugs, I guess. He doesn't do drugs. And he's concerned that drugs are coming over the southern border. And you know, Obama bailed out a communist country just to get a drug deal. Those are Cuban drugs that will be coming in. They're going to be the finest weed you ever smoked. And you're going to give the money to pay the hangman who's going to lynch you one day. But you won't care because you'll be stoned. You won't even hear the trap door open. Unbelievable. Here's an article. Missouri on alert. Oh, did you hear about this? I can't read you the comment because it's racist. So I got to find you something clean. It's by a girl named Rhonda. ISIS, Big Daddy's used cars. And they got three ISIS terrorists, and the cars are filled with TNT. And on the bumper it says, no bomber. And all our vehicles now come with pre-wired explosives. So, let's see. They're talking about, the FBI was alerted after a large quantity of cell phones was purchased at several mid-Missouri Walmarts in the last week. You know, in the Civil War, there was a place called Bloody Kansas because the state was divided north and south. I got a feeling we're going to have a Bloody Missouri. Early Saturday morning, 2 foreign-speaking men set off alarms after they entered the local Walmart store in Lebanon, Missouri, and purchased 60 cell phones. The purchase was made around 4 a.m. in the morning. Police were called but released the men, saying they didn't have a legal reason to detain them. The Macon County Sheriff's Office is investigating a second suspicious purchase of dozens of cell phones at the Columbia Walmart on Conley Road, and a third suspicious purchase was made at a Walmart in Macon, Missouri. So you want to hear what the people say? Mike says, I always knew Wally World was hard on working folks, but IED parts. Perumpa says, I can just see Obama in the morning briefing saying, so what? You know, so what is a Democrat buzzword. When you argue with a Democrat and you beat them on every point, their final exclamation is, so what? You listen for it. You'll hear it one day. Obama will also demand that any terrorism be played down. The authorities tell Obama, hell no. And Hillary says, what does it matter? The activity could be Black Lives Matter, types involved too. I would not be surprised if more Obama lovers committed terrorist acts and try and blame it on the Muslims. Obama has many low-life friends in this court. A war is coming to America. Make ready, stay alert, and stay alive. Buy more guns, folks. Ladies, you need to join the NRA, get the gun training, and go get yourself a nice little compact pistol. That's all you need, a little teeny-weeny pistol. Do you know in the 1800s, dainty ladies used to carry muff guns? You know, the hand warmers they used to put their hands in. They also had a gun in there. You can't get any quicker on the draw than a muff gun. Right? Maybe the men should be carrying muff guns. And speaking of men carrying, I saw on a shooting show once, about 6 months ago, a girl who had never fired a pistol. She was out of the pistol range. And she had fitted herself. I'm sure she could have got volunteers with a bra holster. And she had never fired a gun before. She got an hour of training with the gun and the bra holster. And then they timed her, and she got off 6 rounds in 13 seconds. And all of a sudden, I heard guys saying, I'm getting me a bra holster, because it's quicker than reaching down to the ankle. But that, girls, you got to get gun training. The communists have made you afraid of guns, and you have a fear of guns. You got to get rid of that. You got to know it's a tool, and it's a tool of protection in the right hands. And they'll all tell you, well, we got to get tough on the legal gun owners. Anybody that wants to buy a gun can buy one right now from any drug dealer, and there's no forms to fill out. So it's a big hoax. But girls, you should know how to handle a gun, because I'll tell you why. A nice little compact gun, smaller than a compact that you do your makeup with, in your hand, becomes a mind changer. When that assailant approaches you, you're going to change his mind. Whatever he was thinking, he's not thinking anymore. He's looking at all the holes that he's got. All right? And then you can call 911 and tell him to bring the chalk and the paper cups. You know, when they put the paper cups around for the bullet, for the shells. Interesting that they go to a Walmart in Lebanon at 4 a.m. Lebanon is still a rural community of only about 15,000. They would have clearly stood out had they gone during daylight hours and raised a lot of eyebrows. Lebanon is still a community where you still know a lot of people you see on the sidewalks. This certainly has people on edge around here. No way I'd be going to a Chiefs game or something at a Spring Center right now. Rhonda says, bet Muslims will kill Americans. Will the Christian holiday of the birth of Christ coming up and then New Year's Eve? I worry about something terrible happening. I pray that I'm wrong, but if not, I really think this would be the event that would start a civil war in this country. May start a coup d'etat. There's a lot of generals who have been demoted that are not happy. Well, we're a democratic country. Me first, Watashi country. Yeah. We're not going to put up with no TNC. Take no crap. Yeah. We're going to have to get the Spirit of America revival. Now, what did they want the cell phones for? I can remember after 9-1-1, when the Clinton Towers came down, the Clintons, who should have killed bin Laden or arrested him and brought him to the States and put him in Gitmo, that Obama wants to close and bring all the criminals into the country to aid the other ones. And you see two Afghans that were here on a training program at an Air Force base have disappeared. And you know what they were? They were learning mechanics for, what is it, the A4 Warthog? A real killer plane? Imagine if you see that Warthog heading towards the White House. Don't stop him. Don't stop him. Yeah, somebody would say that, wouldn't they? It is really sad. Oh, I started to talk to you about the cell phones. They were buying a lot of them. They were buying used ones after 9-1-1. My suspicion is they use them for IEDs. Either they put the cell phone with the detonation device and then call that cell phone to set it off. I believe that's the way it works. Having said that, Trump said tonight, Merry Christmas, everybody. And when I'm president, it's going to be Merry Christmas. And they, of course, the Americans went crazy. They went wild. And they shouted, the USA, USA. When was the first time you heard USA, USA? First time I heard it was when Bush went down to the World Trade Center and he got on top of a car or a vehicle and he told the audience, those people that did this to us will hear from us very shortly. And all of the construction workers shouted, USA, USA. And here's Bobby Martin is replying to, oh, he wants a like button on the comments. Donald Trump's direct threat to the Republicans who shunned him over Muslim ban. And he said, let's see what he said. If you're against me, something, let's see, it's coming up. He said, he's always got the, I call him Dauntless Donald, and now they're calling him the Teflon Don, which was John Gotti's handle, who got cancer in jail and died. A lot of people that are enemies of the higher-ups and get cancer and die. Jack Ruby. Worst one was the guy Litvinenko in London. And Putin poured him a polonium tea. He was a good-looking guy. And about a week, he couldn't recognize him. And then he was gone. Donald Trump floated the idea of a third-party bid this morning, but insisted he doesn't want to do that. I'm leading every single poll, so obviously I'm very happy where I am, he told Michael Strahan today as he responded to a question from the Live with Michael and Kelly host after running as an independent. I saw that interview. It's pretty good. Trump knows how to win hearts and minds. Somebody said he still has my vote. Somebody else said, I thought the only thing that he asked of the Repubs was that they treat him fairly. I don't expect them to be nice to him since he's upsetting all their apple carts. When I first heard Trump was running, I had a picture of an apple cart being upset. I really did. All the way with Trump and Cruz. I think that's a great combo. And even though the Fox News people try to stir up an attack by Trump and Cruz on each other, and Cruz said something and Trump said something, at the end of his speech tonight, he said, Cruz is a good guy. And I like him. And somebody said, would you like him as vice president or Supreme Court judge? And Trump said, I like the second one. The Republicans have turned on the will of the people. Career politicians, you know, some of those Supreme Court communists are very old. If Donald Trump is on my ballot, I'm voting for him. And if he's not, I will vote for none of the above. Darn right, says Bobby. The party wants clones in office so they can continue to pull their crap and cave in on every single issue. They are a disgrace. The rhinos now have the control and they're not doing anything. They're worse than when they didn't have it. Don't care what letter follows him on my ballot. He will have my vote. Stick that in your pipe, Priebus. Oh, that's the head of the RNC. I thought that was a disease because I went to the doctor once and I thought he told me, because I don't understand doctors when they talk Latin. He told me I had a case of Rheon's Priebus, but not to worry. In a few weeks, it would fall off. Yeah. The problem with these so-called conservative Republicans is they would rather Clinton be president than Trump or Cruz. I got to tell you something. I am disappointed. First off, the rhinos are Democrats. And now people are calling my attention to the fact that conservatives who can't say the word communist are not conservatives. Because to be a conservative, you have to be an anti-communist. And speaking of anti-communists, I looked up John Birch. You know, the John Birch Society got destroyed by the communists. The communists told brainwashed the people that they were radicals. So I did a little research on John Birch. And you got to Google John Birch. He has a letter that he wrote. He was the first American to be killed by the communists. 2 weeks after World War II ended, Chi-Coms in China captured and killed him. And he was a real sweetheart. He was a real nice guy. I think he was a lieutenant colonel. And he wrote about coming home. He wrote about how he loved the farm that he was on and the people. If you got to Google John Birch. So when somebody says John Birch or a McCarthyite, know who they're talking about and why they hate them. John Birch was a good guy. And the founder of the John Birch Society was the guy that made Welsh's jelly and Welsh's candies. And he selected the name John Birch because John Birch was also I think an evangelist, and he liked him because of his religious principles and his love America principles. So if somebody calls you John Birch, they're really paying you a compliment. And if somebody calls you a McCarthyite, call them a Rosenberg, and that'll shut them right down. Yeah. Unless they try and tell you that Ethel and Julius were victims of anti-Semitism. Say, that's funny. They were sentenced to death by a Jewish guy. And he was blessed, Judge Kaufman. And you wanna learn a lesson on just sentences? It's a one pager. Google the sentence that was issued by Judge Kaufman, who sent two traitors to the electric chair. And another traitor that should get the electric chair is the guy who was a KGB agent. And everybody's making a hero of him because he blew the whistle. He blew the whistle on his country. Okay, some thoughts on this by Oren. Even though the GOP insisted that Trump sign a pledge to support the eventual GOP candidate, the GOP leadership did not sign a pledge to support him. Second, if it had been posted that if Trump wins the nomination, GOP leadership may well field another candidate, possibly Romney, on the side to split the vote. That is how much they hate and despise conservatives. My friends, we're dealing with all Democrats. Third, the GOP would rather lose everything and become extinct than have Trump or Cruz in the White House. The GOP, I call them the GOP, the GOPers. The GOP, they got their little game. The GOP continues to ignore the random element, namely that Trump can easily outspend them in a serious campaign. Just some thoughts by a guy named John. Randall says, I think GOP is already considering Mitt Romney. I'm going to stick with Trump no matter what. He's the only backbone I've seen here. He is. He is. And I tell you, he's everywhere. He's like the Scarlet. And they are. You can see the big machine is trying to destroy that little nucleus of freedom that Trump has. It is really sad. I'm out of time. I'm going to close with a rock and roll tune. Blue Moon. You saw me standing alone. I was voting for Trump. I want to save my home. Dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon. Dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon. Dip, 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 bomb 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 dang 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 ding it on blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Bomb 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 dang 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 ding it on blue moon. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer. Bomb, bomb, dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boom. Oh, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boom. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon. Have a nice night, folks. God keep you safe.